Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to Thriving Thursday on the Empowered in My Skin podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans. We are here with season two, the first episode of Thriving Thursday. And guess who's back? That's right, the amazing Gabriella.
Oh, you say that like you're Italian. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. Season two.
Yes, I know. It's exciting. Can you imagine? We're like, I don't know what episode it is, but it's like 15, 58 something, 59. It's awesome. It's incredible. And thank you for helping to make that possible.
Oh, you're welcome. I adore you. And you had this vision, you know, many, many months ago. You made an agreement with yourself to have this plan. And here we are executing what you agreed upon. So I'm loving it.
That agreement sounds like the book, Four Agreements. Do I think we're going to be talking about the Four Agreements?
Oh, yes. I'm excited to talk about the Four Agreements, actually, because everything that we do is based on agreements that we've made.
Yes, that's right.
You know, let's talk about ourselves.
And so just to introduce our guests, so Gabby and I do actually brainstorm. So the truth of the matter is we brainstorm, you know, interesting, inspiring topics that we can talk about and have a conversation about that we think will serve, not only just serve ourselves, but the work we do, but everyone else that's listening to this podcast. And I share that because in a minute, as we talk about belief systems, you'll know why I share that. And there's this book by Miguel Ruiz.
If you really want to say it with the accent, it's Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yeah.
Ruiz.
Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's an oldie, but it's a greatie. And it's called The Four Agreements. And so I, you know, we inspired and we said, wouldn't it be amazing if we actually just did a four series Thriving Thursday? So for the next four Thursdays, you're going to hear about the four agreements and what we think about them and how we can activate them in our lives to hopefully help you activate yours. So without further ado, I hand over to the amazing co-host here, Gabriella.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So I actually am so excited about this topic when we brainstormed, because it's so true. You know, whenever we make agreements with ourselves, then that's basically what we tell ourselves, who we are, how to behave, you know, is it possible, is it impossible, you know, and it's not necessarily a problem, but we really need to be in a place where we can develop agreements that could come from fear or energy or anything mm-hmm. like that. And we want to diminish our self-worth and really just make these agreements to transform our lives, you know, create these new experiences for happiness, freedom, love. And so, yeah, let's talk about the first one. So the first Ooh. One would be,
do you want me to introduce it? Impeccable with your word.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's deep, because as long as I've known you, you have always, and I'm not just saying this, you have always spoken with integrity. You say what you mean. And that is one of the many things that I adore about you. So, you know, I'd like to talk about that. Be impeccable with your word. You know, what does that mean to you?
So, you know, even if you haven't read the book and you just think about the word impeccable, you know, I would say there's probably no impeccable life, you know, like it almost seems like you're striving for perfection. But when I think about being impeccable with my word, I truly believe that is a life that I'm wanting to live. And that would mean that it would influence the way that I speak to myself first. Because I don't think if you cannot be impeccable about the word about yourself, I think it becomes incredibly harder to be impeccable and authentic. And like you use the word integrity, mm-hmm. And speak to others with authenticity and integrity and from an impeccable place. Right. So I think oftentimes what we say to others is unfortunately a reflection of how we feel about ourselves and what lives within. And so to me, it's very aligned with, you know, an intentional journey that I started some, you know, 6 years ago to really just be a better human. And I realized that first and foremost, where I was least impeccable with my word was with myself. Mm. And so, you know, I think we're allowed to cuss and swear. So I used to believe the bullshit about, you know, not being good enough, not, you know, being too ugly, you know, not being capable of achieving whatever I wanted in my life, you know, being too loud, being too aggressive, like all of these things. And it's funny because in the words on their own, they're not much. Uh-huh. It's what we do when we internalize that word, uh-huh, and now allow it to permeate and affect and impact our decisions. And to me, those are the words that we take in that feed our belief system. And if you recall, there's a speech I did on Speaker Slam stage that talked about the redemptive power of love. And in it, I said that, you know, it's our belief systems. These are beliefs that have been formed through the years and experiences that we've been alive to have, you know, in each of our lives, and they inform our actions. And a lot of times if those belief systems are not from a place of love, then the result, the outcome truly would be an unloving action. Right. And so I encourage everyone that it's those belief systems that we need to really, you know, go back and look at. And I think our belief systems could be a rich gold mine. And by that, I mean that if they can service ourselves, the work that we do, and every other person that we come in contact with and others that we don't, mm-hmm, then that's where the magic happens. That's where you are creating transformational change in this word, mm-hmm, in this world, just simply because of your word. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if I think about what you said and what the book's about the four agreements, if we can make an agreement with ourselves, if we are going to be impeccable with our word, mm-hmm, woo. It's deep.
And the reason why I also feel it's deep is because when you're impeccable with your word, it's really about being truthful and mm-hmm honest, mm-hmm, and kind. And you know, it seems quite simple, but it may not necessarily be easy for all. And because we tend to learn habits, and sometimes we repeat these habits. And so if we have these verbal and emotional expressions against ourselves and being even unkind to ourselves, then, you know, it kind of distracts us from the trajectory of really the area where we should be going. And so the way that we talk to ourselves in our mind can be unpleasant unless we actually remove the gossip, remove all of that negative self-talk, and just kind of really focus on, you know, where we want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's talk about gossip. You know, how do you feel gossip fits into all of this?
Well, I'd like to actually say I'm very fortunate because I don't really have gossip. Good. You understand? I have experiences and I have situations and circumstances that typically are the catalysts for my conversations, you know? Yeah. So interestingly enough, like most of my friends, you know, I'm probably the connector to my closest tribe, you know, my thrive. Yes, thrive. Did I say that right?
Tribe. So it came out as a tribe. So that's your own kitschy word.
I'm like, why doesn't that word doesn't sound very good right now?
Webster's add that to the dictionary.
Tribe, yeah. And so, you know, if anything, I'm talking to them about something I'm going through. Yep. And I don't call that gossip, especially when it's you talking about your feelings, right? Yep. And so I think gossip is, I've been at the hand of gossip. I would say that I've grown out of gossip. It is very disempowering behavior. Yeah. And it serves no purpose for the moment in which it is happening, you know? And I think maybe the person I gossip about the most is probably Trump.
Now, is it gossip or is it stating your thoughts?
Gossip. I don't know. I don't know. I'm basing it off of everything I hear, and then yip, and it never really feels great. Like coming out of a conversation about Trump doesn't actually feel very empowering. So yes, I consider that gossip. But you know, I don't think it serves. It definitely doesn't serve the people that are in the moment that it's occurring in. It doesn't. And I don't think it serves a really true purpose. However, if we could focus on saying, I have this experience with this individual and this is what it, or this is how it affected me, then suddenly you're taking accountability for your emotions, your feelings, your you're part of whatever that circumstance or situation was, right? So even if I just take it back to the Trump example, it would be better for me to talk about how I feel about him, mm-hmm. And how some of his comments make me feel as a human, and have that dialogue.
Yeah.
Because in there's probably a lesson for me, right? There's a lesson that I can learn. Well, if I feel that way, what is it that lives inside of me that is allowing that feeling? And is it a feeling that empowers me or disempowers me? And if it's not empowering, then maybe that's where I need to transform whatever is driving that, right?
You know, I really like what you said, because it's like an art or bodybuilding or speaking or painting or music. It's something that requires practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so there's a difference between your Trump example of gossip versus discussion. And so I think you're right. If we can go to a period of discussing and self-awareness and improvement, I think that, you know, we can be impeccable with our word. I really do. Mm-hmm. I'm excited that you're reading this book. I'm reading this book as well soon. talking to you about it.
So one of the ways I start my day impeccable in my word about myself. And okay. And the way that I do that is the mirror work that I do.
Okay.
And looking at myself every single morning, you know, for the most part, most humans wake up in the morning, they have to brush their teeth.
Yeah.
And that's a great opportunity to be looking at yourself in the mirror, mm-hmm. and your intentions for yourself for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we intentionally do that, the intentions you're going to set for your day should probably be empowering intentions. I don't think anyone's going to set an intention in the morning that says every single human I come in contact with, I'm going to be unkind.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Or I'm going to degrade them.
Right.
Or I'm going to just be nasty. No, right. No. I don't know. I haven't met.
I hope not. They're not in our circle.
I can't even imagine what that conversation would be like with myself in the mirror. But no. But I wake up in the morning, and I have mantras, right? And so mantras are, and after a while, like I believe in the mantra game because I start to feel it. You know, my body is rested and my mind is clear. I start my day with positive thoughts and energy. I am creating amazing experiences for myself and others. All is well. I am, you know, born to be great. I'm designed for accomplishment. I'm engineered for success. You know, I'm endowed with the seeds of greatness. I'm intoxicated in gratitude. I'm a joy to this world. You know what I mean? It's a great way to just say that this is the human that's going to live out this day. That's to me is starting your day with an impeccable word about yourself.
I love it. Before we wrap up, I'd like to read a quote by Don Miguel Ruiz, and then I'd like you to leave some lasting thoughts for your listeners. So he says, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Hmm. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Hmm. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love.
Hmm.
What lasting thoughts do you have for our listeners?
Oh, that's goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that seek to understand.
Yeah.
Seek to be understood. I think that's more profound actually than love. I've learned mm-hmm. that even just from all the guests I've interviewed that have mm-hmm. actually have shared that as part of their journey, their life journey. And I understand that because when we can understand each other better, and recognize that you are a product of your experiences, your environments, then it's not personal to me, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're going through. It is you. And I'm just here to understand you better. Mm-hmm. And in understanding you better, how can I serve you and support you so that your life can continue to unfold with ease and grace? I think that that's our, you know, responsibility as in humanity, as humans in this world for one another.
Thank you very much for being impeccable with your word. So on that note, I pass it back to you.
This is where we say, this is where we say, oh my God, look at that whole season. This is where we say, we're out.
We're bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever platform you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with someone else you think can benefit from the tips that were delivered. As Tom Bilyeu says, when we help others think in a way that is empowering, that is the lead domino to create real change in this world. It's been awesome hanging with you. I'm your girl, and I'm out.